Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Dr. Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, where we go and walk through the process of the process of our call, not just a position, but the calling of God for in our lives to love Him, adore Him, to be His light and His glory in the earth. So we answer that call to the place where He's commanding and releasing destiny and purpose in us. And as we obey the word of God, trust God, and live by His word, we go through the process of being refined, of being made, of being becoming more as He is, and not as we are our old self, being independent of God. We now learn to be dependent upon Him and trust Him. We learn to walk by faith and not by sight. We learn to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in our everyday life. God uses those everyday situations to give us a choice to use the word of God, His will, using His way, or using the way of the world, or using the way of the flesh. And when we choose to use the word of God, the will of God, the command of God, the light and the life, the light and the authority of God, and we allow the Holy Spirit to lead us, then we prove the word in our life. We prove God's power and authority in our life. And we see the demonstration of His power because we begin to bear fruit, because we're not just hearers of the word, we're doers of the word. So we live the word literally, and by that we're changed line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, faith to faith, depth to depth. So it is a wonderful thing. We've been looking at individuals in the Bible, not seeing them as superhuman Christians, but seeing them as everyday individuals that God has chosen, living in a different time and a different century. But their lifestyles and their obedience and the things that they go through and the things that we see are prevalent for our hour and our time, because we know that the Word is living and alive, and it is a very present help even now unto us. So when we look at them and see that they did not always make the right decisions, did not always follow the course of God, did not always do what God asked them to do, He did not refute the word or stop the word of God from being manifest, or the plan of God and the purpose of God from being manifest, because God still allowed it to come. Their failures, their shortcomings, their mistakes, their sins did not stop God's will and God's purpose. God wanted a man, He made a man. God wanted a tribe, He got him a tribe. He wanted a nation, He got a nation, and we're part of the nation of the living God. We're part of His kingdom. So everything that God purposed and He planned has and is manifesting. So it is for His glory. So it does not stop because you may have failures or faults, or you are still in the progress as we all are in moving towards the mark, pressing towards the mark of the high calling. We continually press for His glory. We continually press to be as He is. We continually press to please Him. We continually press to be the light and the life for someone else. And by our obedience unto the will and the word of God, we save not only the lives that are with us in our house, in our community, but we save nations and we save races because of the life and the light of God, the love of God. When we demonstrate it, we walk in it in obedience to His will. We're going to go back and look at Joseph again, and we're going to talk about him just a little bit more. Wanted to talk more about Joseph's haters, because sometimes we get in a place where we complain about the people who do not like us and the people who are against us and why no one is for us and why we cannot just have some friends. And you have to understand that your path, your purpose, your direction is not going to be like everybody else's. What God has tailored for you is tailored for you. Where He's taken you is tailored for you. And sometimes when we begin to try to get too many people attached to the will of God and where God is taking us and the direction that God has taken us, He Himself, God Himself, won't allow it to happen, because that influence will be more in the favor of their influence will be more in the favor of what they want or what they think than the will of God. And sometimes God has to allow us to walk in places where it's just Him and us, and we're depending on Him so that we can grow in our experience and our relationship and our intimacy with God. He allows us to grow I know his voice. I know his will, so that no matter where we face, when we come to a season where God allows friends to be around us or he allows us to be in situations where we have more people surrounding us, we're not swayed to hear them over what God is telling us. We've learned our God. We've learned his voice. We've learned his will. We've established a relationship, a rapport with God that says, no matter what, I'm going to trust you. David had to go through the same thing. He was out in the field with the sheep. His family did not understand or receive him. That's why when his father, when the prophet Samuel came to anoint all the sons of his father, David's father, he didn't even mention that he had another son because he thought he was not qualified, that he was not the one. He saw and related to David in a strange way because he let him, the least one, the youngest one, be out with the sheep while the other brothers were doing other things, and they could be because they were older and they had more responsibility. But David was there alone, without any of his family members there to help him or to comfort him or to even encourage him in being out there night after night with the sheep. And even when he goes to bring food to his brothers, per his father's request, his brother begins to ridicule him because he's there asking about Goliath, who is this uncircumcised Philistine who is trying to blaspheme our God and his people. So we see that he had to go to a place and a space where he was alone, but we see God take that space and change it with the friendship of Jonathan. So there are times when you're going to have to walk in your relationship seemingly alone, but do not complain because your path is different than the ones around you or even your haters. Joseph's life, his path was different than his brother's. So he couldn't complain because his brother's path was not his. His path was tailored to where he was going and what he's going to do. Your path is tailored to what God is going to do in your life and who you're going to influence and the lies that you're going to say. So you can't complain when it doesn't feel right or you're looking at the other side to understand why you can't have friends like everybody else or you're not invited to everything or you don't fit with certain people. You cannot, the Lord will not sometimes allow you to be in groups that will take your attention away from his will or take your obedience away from his will. He wants to make sure that what is being perfected in you is sturdy, is sound, that when he brings you in the influence of others, they can never, ever persuade you from doing what God has said, that you are steadfast, that you are unmovable, that you are abounding and abiding in the works of the Lord, that you're staying in that place of position of being ready and answering God in your obedience and in your faith. And that's where we have to be sometimes, especially when there are certain callings on your life. God will not allow you to be pulled in different directions. He wants you to know him for yourself. Joseph had to learn that. He went through the experiences in his family with the companionship of his father and his brother Benjamin. It is very obvious from the other brothers that we see that he did not have a very close relationship with them, the Bible says that they hated him. So we see that he had a very lonely experience at some time, and then he goes through this pit situation and then being sold and then in Potiphar's house. And we see here that even in that, he had to go through many lonely nights. He had to go through being looked at and ostracized. He had to go through that lying period where Potiphar's wife lied on him. He had to go through the period where they looked at him as nothing, as a slave. He had to go through all of these different experiences, and it was just him and God. And even though God is not saying anything, the Word of God lets us see that God was with him. So there was an assurance. There was a presence that was there that let him know that God was there in the midst of what he was going through, and it was building his confidence and his trust in God, that the dream that God gave him, that what God showed him was going to outweigh the situation that he was in, that it was going to bring him to a place of liberty, it was going to bring him to a place of freedom, because even though he was in prison, he was not mentally, emotionally, or spiritually in a prison. He was at a place where he was liberated, where he was abounding in the joy of the Lord, because his heart did not change to bitterness. after Potiphar's, after he was thrown into, sold, put in a pit, sold, the treatment of his brother prior to that, put in a pit, sold, going to Potiphar's house, Potiphar's wife lying on him, thrown in the king's prison, the baker and the butcher, as you see the baker, and the cupbearer, as you see these incidents in his life, you don't see him becoming bitter because he had a relationship with God that said, in all of this, you're going to be faithful. The dream that you gave me is not for naught. You're showing me something that has got to come to pass. This is not the place of my expected end. So he didn't allow the circumstance of being alone or be going through tough situations to change his heart to bitterness, to change his heart to anger. He stayed tender before the Lord, trusting him. And you have to remain in a place of being tender when you're going through a hard place. Even when you don't understand it, that is a time to run and ask for the mercies of God to show you and the Holy Spirit to instruct you that you don't act or say anything out of your emotions or your feelings, but you always grab back to faith. And if you can't grab that at that particular time because you're angry, you don't understand, that you should say nothing until you are able to gather yourself or gather your words, because your words have power. Your words have power. And with your words, you unlock and unleash in your life or in the lives of others or in the circumstance. So we always try to make sure, and of course we fail. And in those times that we run and ask God, help me, God, forgive me, and Lord God, change the situation, change these words. I curse these words, and I speak these words, because we want to make sure we're speaking and decreeing, declaring the life that is for the best, for the good, for the will of God, and not for anything other than that. So you have to stay in a place where God can continually always minister to you, even in a hard place. Even in a tough place, he can continue to minister to you and speak to you and give you joy unspeakable and full of glory, even in the midst of what you're going through, even in that lonely place. You might be going through a situation in your marriage right now that you can't understand what's going on, and the relationship between your spouse. It seems as if you're going apart, that you can't agree, and it seems as if you're lonely. Well, during these times, it is always during these times that the enemy always comes in to speak, to try to put the thought in, to try to put something in your mind and your heart that is opposite of what the Word of God is. And even though we don't see it at that particular time, that we're going through it in our marriage, in our home, with our children, in our physical body, with our finances, in our career, or that business, or that ministry, it, at that particular time, we cannot see the benefit or the blessing that is going to come out of that experience. So the enemy would try to come and make us speak or act or receive something in our mind or our heart that's going to try to refute or try to make us give up or abort what God is telling us to do. But those are the times we've got to go back and grab the word, grab that dream, grab what God has spoken to us, and be encouraged in our most holy faith. Get on our knees and cry out to God for wisdom, for knowledge, for understanding, to him, for him to reveal something to us, even if it's giving the same word to us that he gave before or the same scripture, but holding on to that and not allowing our flesh or our feelings or the enemy to rule or contradict the word of God and the will of God. For it's going to work for our good, even when we're going through a lonely place and it's just me and God or you and God. Even when you're going through those situations, it's still going to work for your good. God's plans for you are perfect. And even when he's silent, he is closest to you. And you're never alone because he's with you even until the end of the earth. So even what you're going through, if you feel alone, know that God is there. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you for joining me for this 15 minutes of empowerment and encouragement. I pray that it has blessed you and encouraged you and even given you a greater perspective of how to walk through certain situations and not belittle or not even feel bad or hate the experience that you're going through that seems like you're walking alone. I pray that you'll be with me on tomorrow. We'll be here at the same time, God willing, to give you another 15 minutes of empowerment on Favor Life. God bless you.